Local governance expert Dr. Eric Osai has called for a revision of the white paper on the constitutional review, especially the part about local governance and decentralization. He said amendment of the constitution will also be necessary in order for the election of DCEs to be constitutional. Dr. Osai made the remark on Unique FM's breakfast drive in reference to President-elect Nana Akufo-Addo's campaign promise of getting DCEs elected. He spoke to George Sapo.
The first thing they need to do is to revise or review the government white paper on the CRC, the bit about local government and decentralization. And then they will have to then make an emphatic statement that they have accepted elect DCEs by popular. After doing that, then they will have to set up a committee that would guide the president-elect and the Ministry of Local Government to initiate the process. The process would involve an amendment of the constitution, because the constitution in its present form does not call for the election of DCEs.
Exactly.
So the constitution would have to be amended. Then after amending the constitution, George, you remember that just this year, Parliament passed a new consolidated local governance law.
Yeah.
Now, that consolidated local governance law did not also make provision for the election of DCEs. So what it means is that that law would also have to be amended. Once that law is amended, then processes will be initiated, which will require orientation and sensitization and preparation of the necessary documents together with the electoral commission. If I'm looking at the timing, we are going to have the next district level election either between 2018 or 2019, depending on the position the government takes. So if the government wants to start with the next district election, that will be fine. But then there is a constitutional issue or a legal issue. At the moment, the president, once the president is inaugurated and he appoints his minister for local government, they are definitely going to appoint their chief executive in the first instance.
Mm-hmm.
So then the chief executive they would appoint would have the tenure still running during the period they intend electing new DCEs. But this can be cured by putting a transitional provision in any legislation they will pass to back the election of DCEs, so that we can have the chief executive running their full tenure. So if it is even going to take effect, it will affect the new DCEs to be elected after this current one to be appointed next year had exhausted their tenure.
Dr. Osai said the change of having to elect DCEs instead of appointment will face some challenges, but it's a move in the right direction, as it will go a long way to reduce the winner-takes-all syndrome.
What we need to do as a nation is to put in a clause that if you are a DCE, a certain DCE, and you want to contest, you have to resign from your position.
It doesn't also make you not to be a member of that political party that appointed you.
It doesn't make you a member.
Exactly.
But what it does is that though you are a politician, the people who are going to vote may not vote on party line. For instance, let me use voter raising as an example.
Yeah.
Definitely, for Whole West, for instance, or any of the districts, you're going to have an NPP person as a chief executive. Assuming we open the window for people to put themselves up to be elected as chief executive. This person may want to put himself or herself up, but you can be sure that it will be extremely difficult, if not impossible, for that person to win, no matter your political color. So, yes, it may create problems, but we should anticipate it and make provision for it in the law. What I can foresee happening is that it will break this winner-takes-all gene, where as soon as you win elections, you win almost everything. You win the parliamentary, you win the chief executive, so you take control over everything, and the opposition has nothing to manage. It makes election too competitive, become tug of war, and all of that. You know, so yes, we're going to face those challenges, but I'm expecting that the committee the president-elect would put together would advise them on what to do, and then make sure that they put in place safeguard measures in all the legislation, so we can have a smooth transition.
Let's go back to the government white paper. Is there something wrong with that provision that states that the president will nominate the DCEs and then they will be interviewed by the Public Service Commission for their competence and voted for directly by the district electorate? Is something wrong with that bit of it?
Yeah, there is something wrong with that.
What's wrong with that?
It amounts to an interference of the process, because if the president will have to nominate five persons for Public Services Commission to subject them to a competency test.
Yes.
What invariably the president is doing is interfering in the process by reducing the number of people or the options available to the citizens to vote for. And then when you go to Public Service Commission, you see, you can't subject a political issue to an administrative review. Because if the president, His Excellency the President, has nominated five people, who is the Public Services Commission to say that this person is good or this person is not good? In public administration,
well, they will vet and recommend those who are going to go through, the three that will go through.
You know, normally it should be the reverse. It is the Public Services Commission rather that would have to go to the presidency for the president's advice, and not the presidency rather going to the Public Services Commission. When you do that, you have subjected a political decision to an administrative brief, which is not good in public administration. Then thirdly, any of the three that will be chosen will be the president's own man, not the people's. What ideally should happen is that we should give the option for people who think they qualify to put themselves up naturally, and then we should give people the opportunity to vote for them on the basis of what they think they can do. In that case, they can hold them accountable.
You heard local governance expert Dr. Eric Osai talking to George Sapo. Radio Ghana sought the views of the public on the president-elect's move to elect district chief executives when sworn into office.
The fact that he's going to also sort of make provision for DCE to let them is also going to help to facilitate its work as far as, you know, developmental agenda is concerned. So, you know, I think that it's laudable.
Well, I think if he is to do that, it will help the country in a way that if they will put Ghana first and work to contribute to the growth of Ghana, and they will all come together and work, I think that it will help develop our country.
I'm in a full support of the view that DCs will be elected 2018. It will ensure proper accountability to their district, their various districts. And if you do anything anyhow, you'll be voted out. So I'm in full support of that. It's a good thing. That will enhance development.
Let us give him all the support and all the audience so that he can implement his visions and plans. Because if you are a leader and you don't have subordinates that work in line with your vision, your agenda at the end cannot be fulfilled. So if he believes that by electing DCs will enhance him to fulfill his vision or his agenda, then I believe we just have to give him a plan so that he can go on to do that. So that's my view on that.
I believe the president-elect, Akufo-Addo, Nana Akufo-Addo, His Excellency, is a very wise and a brainy man. He's very brilliant. He knows what he's doing. So if he wants to elect DC, I think it's in the right direction. One thing about Africans or Ghanaians is that when one takes a seat, he thinks that is it. I mean, he cannot be removed or be taken off when he's not doing well or performing well. So when he does that, then it will enhance development. Because anybody who sits on the seat and knowing that, hey, I've been elected, and the same time can put me down, will really work. Because he knows that the seat is not for him forever. It is also good, you see, if DCs are elected. And then so that when they don't perform well in 2-3 months, he can just pull them down and put another person. It doesn't matter. The person can be NPP, NDC, CPP, whatever. And it's fine.
Okay, for me, I think the appointment of this is wrong. That's my own perception. It should be through election. So that when you don't do well, we just change you. So it should be through election.